Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and thank you for being in the listening audience this Sunday morning for Light for Living. And we're grateful to speak to you once again. Thank you so much for being in the listening audience. And we pray that the first part of your Sunday has been wonderful and that you are getting ready to go out to God's house. You're in a good Bible-believing church, faithfully attending and actively supporting. And so you go out with a great attitude of expectancy, believing God will speak to your heart as well as to others. You pray in advance for that dear preacher as he stands behind that pulpit and opens the Word of God. Pray that God will give him exactly what is needed with his power and that it will indeed accomplish his work. Now, if you're not in the Good Church Home, come out this morning. Be our honored guest here at True Light. We're located 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. And most of you know the directions, but just in case you don't, if you're coming from Highway 58, just take 501 South between the Sheets and the Hardys and go about 7.5 miles. Church is going to be right there on the left. And you'll see the steeple as you pass by the Cluster Springs Elementary School. It'll lead you right into the church property. And then if you're listening from North Carolina, just cross the state line about 4.5 miles. You'll see the church on the right. So you'll have no problem whatsoever finding us. And service this morning, Lord willing, will begin at 11 o'clock. And then we'll meet again at 6 p.m. and remind you of our midweek Bible study prayer time as we are soon to complete the book of Galatians. Matter of fact, we'll be in chapter number 6, Lord willing. And that's at 7 o'clock Wednesday evenings. So come out to any or all of these services. I believe that you'll, without question, receive a warm welcome. And trust and pray you'll walk away saying it's been good to be in God's house. All right, we want to go back to Acts chapter number 9. And we've been reading verses 10 down through verse number 19. We'll go ahead and read those verses again. And we're dealing with this man by the name of Ananias. And not much is said in regards to him, but God did use him, and God chose to give us the record for our help, our encouragement, our instruction. And so let's see what we can read. Bible says, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem, and he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as had been scales, and he received his sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. We talked to you briefly about this man Ananias, and we told you first of all that indeed he was called. God spoke to him directly. God instructed him. God directed him. And though God does not speak to us in an audible tone, he will sure speak to our hearts, and he certainly will give us instruction for our lives. And we are to hear, but then also believe, and we know we are to follow. So he was called, but we also stated that he was commissioned. God had given him a very, very specific task. He was to arise, he was to go, and then he was to inquire concerning one Saul of Tarsus. And we talked to you a little bit about the matter of us arising, getting up from that status of inactivity. And without question, I believe that our time in which we live in, the physical challenges that around us, it should have been a motivator for us as God's children to get the gospel to people in any means that we have to. But I'm afraid that it has been a great revealer of our inactivity, our unwillingness to reach a lost and dying world. And so he was to rise, he's to go, and he was to inquire. We talked about that he was to take the initiative to go out to that man Saul. And you and I are indeed to seek opportunities at the direction, the open doors that the Lord gives us. We're to seek such opportunities for us to go. Let me give you this. Not only was he commissioned, but I want to talk about this matter. He was also comforted. We see in these verses that there is a measure of apprehension, but let's see how God answers those. Verse number 13, the Bible says, "Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." And we know in that last verse, we know that's exactly what happened in the life of one Paul. But notice Ananias' response. There was a measure of fear, wasn't there? And there will be, in times, a measure of fear in your life when it comes to dealing with people. He said that, Lord, now wait a minute, and I paraphrase, this man Saul that you're wanting me to go to, that you're wanting me to inquire concerning, Lord, this man has persecuted Christians. Now this man has letters of authority from the chief priests to bring back disciples of you, to bring them back, to persecute them. And you mean, Lord, that's who you're wanting me to go to? But that's exactly who God was instructing me to go to. God was already working behind the scenes, wasn't he? I want to go back to Isaiah chapter number 41, and it would do you well to write down this verse and just go back and read it for yourself. Isaiah chapter number 41 and verse number 10, some of you may have this memorized. The Bible has this to say, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." You see, preacher, that's an Old Testament passage. Well, we know that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And the verse goes on. So we know. We know that certainly there is an application of Isaiah 41 and verse number 10 to you and me in 2021. You see, we are weak, we are feeble, but we have an infinite God. We are powerless, but we serve an all-powerful God. We are timid, but we have the God of all strength. And where God guides, he certainly provides. And where God sends, God equips and God enables. And if God sends, God has already done something behind the scenes. He had a kind of timid response, but look how God reassured him. Back in verse number 15, the Bible says, "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way." So the command, the instruction did not change, did it? And just understand, when God has his perfect will for your life, it's not going to change. Just accept it, embrace it. He said, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, had Paul been converted as of yet, Saul of Tarsus? No. But God knows the beginning to the end, everything in between. He is reassuring Ananias that God had plans for him. He called him a chosen vessel. But then he also said, I'm going to show him how great things he's going to have to suffer for my name's sake. And so God took away Ananias' fear. God comforted him. And without doubt, God reassured him. You say, how do you know that? Well, I want to read verse number 17. And Ananias went his way, and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, wait a minute. It seems like there's a little bit, a different personality in verse number 17. He's awfully timid in the preceding verses. But when God further authenticated his direction and comforted him, reassured him, we see there in verse number 17, Ananias gets up just like God told him. He goes just like God told him. He inquires just like God had told him. But look at how confident he is. He sees Saul of Tarsus knowing what his background was, knowing what he had heard and had been reported. But see, God's report and God's testimony is far greater than any man's. And he comes in and he puts his hands on him. We're not speaking of this in an aggressive manner, but we're talking about he's laying his hands on Paul. He has to have a newfound confidence because his confidence is in God's power. And notice how he addresses him. He says, Brother Saul. A term of endearment. But then he tells him right there that the Lord had sent him. And he reminds Saul that the Lord had appeared to him too. And that he said, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou comest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Isn't it amazing if we'll just be obedient to the Lord? Sure, there'll be at times in our human flesh some fear, but God will calm our fear. God will reassure us, and God will empower us. And when God does and gives us Holy Ghost boldness, it'll make you say things that you never thought you'd be able to say. It'd give you boldness that you never thought that you would have. And in a real sense, God changes a man. God changes a woman. Gives us his power and his boldness. And what do we see happens? Verse number 18, and immediately there fell from his eyes that had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. We see that God had indeed did a work there on the road to Damascus. Ananias had not known that. All he knows is God's telling him to go. And so he does it. He has newfound power. And now Saul physically, who had been blinded physically there on the road to Damascus, is now able to see. And the Bible says there in verse number 19, he stayed there. Paul stayed there certain days with the disciples at Damascus. Now there's a great measure of fellowship. Oh, to just honor and obey the Lord. We have no idea the rewards that await us. And God will give us some great rewards even down here. God give him some great fellowship. I trust that it's been a help and a blessing. Hope it's been a challenge to you. And I hope to see you real soon, if not today, real soon, at the True Light Baptist Church. May God bless you.